course, drops one on the road at Marion 42-20. And helping us understand more of that final score is Glenn Hardy, the play-by-play voice of the Loras Lions. Now, Glenn, 42-20, not a great thing to see on paper for Loras. How did that play out tonight?
Well, Lewis, it basically played out by being the generic Reed show. He's a senior running back from Marion who we knew was highly touted coming into the game, and one of the keys to a Lions win would be, I don't think you stop a guy like Reed, but you try to limit him as much as you can, but he ends up having a very typical night, 191 yards, carried the football 31 times, I believe, had four touchdowns, and was really the main difference in the contest this evening. Had a pretty close ball game, kind of back and forth through most of it, but it kind of got away from the Lions in the late going due to a couple of offensive mistakes, interception, pick six that Tajay Williams threw, and it kind of got out of hand a little bit toward the end.
Now, Glenn, do you have an idea, sitting here at 4-6, 2-3 in the region, what the Lions' playoff situation is like?
Oh, gosh, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. The short answer is no, I don't have a real clue. I mean, you can speculate. I would have had a little more clearer picture had the Lions been able to win tonight, because the way I had it figured, a Lions win coupled with a walk-a-mile win over Mullins would, I believe, have given the Lions a runner-up spot in the region. Obviously, that didn't happen. I mean, walk-a-mile did their part. But as Jamie Snyder kept saying all week, you know, we forget about what everybody else has got to do. We've got to take care of business, and we simply didn't do that tonight. I heard some of the folks earlier talking about points allowed and tiebreakers, and somebody else will have to figure that stuff out with a little bigger brain than what I have.
Hey, I'm still swimming through all this information, too, and if Ian Garin's unsure, then I'm not sure any of the coaches even are. I just, you know, I throw that out there, not to make you look bad, Glenn, just to wonder, you know, in case you knew, you could educate us on it. So, again, I mean, it is kind of crazy, and we do hope that somebody figures it out. Obviously, playoff games have to be set, so we'll look forward to trying to get a feel for that. But, Glenn, last 3 weeks of the season, about as up and down as you can have. I mean, Dylan beats Loras 52-0. Dylan does that to everybody. Then Loras turns around 27-0, dominating performance over Ainer, and then losing by three touchdowns today. In terms of Loras's inconsistency to close out the season, you know, are there any reasons that you can think of why that would be the case?
Lewis, you would think, you know, we knew coming into the season, Lions had some young guys, some inexperience, and that it may take, you know, a full season for these guys to get some playing time, to kind of get acclimated to varsity football. But, and I really hate to say it this way, but this is actually my honest observation. It's been some of the older guys that have been making most of the mistakes that have cost ball games. I mean, drop passes from seniors, and I really don't want to point fingers at any particular people.
Sure.
But I will say I've been a little disappointed with the way our seniors have played. Some mistakes from some of those guys here tonight hurt in the end. I really think when Kendall Goodson, for instance, a sophomore running back, he gets another year, Kendall Goodson's going to be good coming out of the Lions' backfield. The junior, Hakeem Jackson, had another 100-yard game tonight. I think he's going to be good next season, his senior season. So we've got some good young guys coming up. But, again, not to beat a dead horse, but I have been a little disappointed in the play of some of our seniors, especially here late with a lot of stuff on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Glenn Hardy, once again, the play-by-play guy for the Loras Lions. They drop one tonight at Marion 42-20. That means they wrap up their regular season 4-6, 2-3 in Region 8-2A. And as of right now, neither Glenn nor myself nor Ian Garin of the Sun News really understand. So we're unsure if the Lions are going to be in the playoffs. And Glenn, we do appreciate you helping us out with covering the game tonight.
Lewis, here's one thing I am certain of, that you do a rock-solid job every Friday night, and I appreciate you having me on again.
All right, much appreciated, as always. All right, Glenn, enjoy your weekend, man.
Take care.
All right, continuing now on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline, we are checking in with the coach of the Waccamaw Warriors, Tyron Davis. They win in dramatic fashion at home tonight, 24-22. Coach, you got the most important thing, another tally in the left-hand column, but how did you feel your boys played tonight?
I think we played well overall. We got banged up there in the game, so I really don't know the status of a lot of our guys. Tonight, we had three or four to go down with some injuries late in the game. But overall, I was pleased with the play of our kids. You know, we knew going into this game, if we wanted to make a run for the playoffs, we had to win this one, and we won it. So we don't know where we are. I feel like for sure we're in. But again, tomorrow they'll try to, you know, figure out the pairings, and we'll know a little more tomorrow morning in Columbia.
Okay, so I was hoping that you would know a little bit more. We've been firing away trying to ask people. But, okay, so we know that you and Loris are both 2-3 in the region. Another school is in there as well. Is Mullins 2-3 also?
No, Mullins is, but I think that Mullins is out losing to us tonight. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know exactly again how it pairs out and who's going to be where, but my understanding is that probably Marion is 2, Loris is 3, and we're 4.
Okay. So take me into the team meeting a little bit. After a game like tonight where you guys win, but, you know, what do you say to your team about, hey, whether
you know,
or not we're going to have more practices?
I told the kids to enjoy tonight. You know, we got the win, and the coaches will get back together on Sunday. I'll go tomorrow, find out who we're playing. Try to exchange game tape with them, and we'll go from there, and then the coaches will, you know, start game planning on Sunday, and then we'll let the team know, and usually what happens is we send out a huddle reminder to them, and they'll start checking their huddles, and they usually contact us. We've got a group of seniors that every week when we're meeting, they show up, and they kind of spread the word and get the information out, so that's kind of the way we'll do it. Again, we don't know anything other than, you know, we're pretty much in, so we'll have to figure out tomorrow where we are.
Okay. He is Tyron Davis, head coach of the Waccamaw Warriors. And, Coach Davis, I was reading Max McKinnon of the Sun News Twitter account following some of the statistics right before we were signing on, and he tweeted that Trey Franklin gets a big-time interception for you late in the game. What did that play look like?
Coach, and I couldn't see it. It was on the other sidelines, and you know, one of the coaches yelled he intercepted it, and I honestly thought it was a defensive back. But what we had done, we ran a blitz there, and he was more or less kind of in flat coverage, and I couldn't, again, see what happened. Haven't watched the tape yet, but it was at a crucial time of the game. You know, we were driving late. We had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and we fumbled on about our 40-yard line coming out, and they scooped it, and then they drove down the field and scored. And so we had to make a stop there at the end, and our kids came up big, and we were able to, you know, run out the clock there at the end and finish it off. Super night rushing with our backs. You know, when we have around 300 yards rushing, you know, we're pretty successful in the night. Kelton Grant had 164, 65 yards on about 15 carries, two touchdowns. And Kevin Gaskew had 106 or 7 with about 18 carries and one touchdown. We had some more kids to have about 25 or 30 yards themselves. So when we can do that, then, you know, we're successful. Our offense is able to move the ball, and we can, you know, share it and move it around a little bit.
He is head coach Davis for the Waccamaw Warriors. They end up winning tonight 24-22 at home thanks to a late interception from Trey Franklin. Coach Davis, congrats on that W tonight. We hope you follow your instructions to your team and enjoy the win. And we hope that we'll be talking about Waccamaw Warriors in the playoffs soon.
Thank you.
All righty. That is Coach Davis of the Waccamaw Warriors.